Points with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, it's a Radio Geekly with a visit from Matt Haynes from Storytelling Karaoke and a live in-studio performance. KBOO is your independent source for news and entertainment. Become a member. Just go to kboo.fm and click on Donate or give us a call at 877-500-5266.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Gravy, located 3957 North Mississippi Avenue, and serving classic American breakfasts and hearty comfort food lunches. Lunch was provided by Produce Row Cafe, located 204 Southeast Oak Street in Portland. This long-standing gastro pub specializes in pairing beer and whiskey with American eats. Dinner was provided by Blackbird Pizza, located 1935 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland, and featuring build-your-own pies, vegan options, creative cocktails, plus a game room and late hours. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Right Around Portland Book Release and Public Reading on Thursday, December 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the Beaverton Round Executive Suites in Beaverton. Know These is the 53rd collection of community writing. This reading will feature work written by participants in the Fall 2017 writing workshops, including long-term HIV survivors, middle school students, young adults in a job training program, and many others. Again, that's Right Around Portland Book Release and Public Reading on Thursday, December 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the Beaverton Round Executive Suites, 12725 Southwest Milliken Way in Beaverton. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
What would you have instead?
This is it.
Comes a time when every second, every day, when every action, every thought will tell the world how you cast your vote.
Good morning, good morning. You are listening to Positively Revolting on KBOO in Portland. Hey, Ani.
Hey.
She's back.
It's so true.
It is so, I'm so happy to have you back here in Portland doing this show.
I am super happy to be back in this chair.
Okay, good. Why, we saved it just for you.
Thank you.
This morning, we are kind of smack dab in the middle of our happy holiday membership drive, and is this News and Public Affairs Day?
It is.
One of my favorite days of the year here in Portland, but I would like at this point to welcome back. We are always so pleased at Positively Revolting to have David Corton with us. He is a former Harvard professor, political activist, author of When Corporations Rule the World, The Great Turning, A New Economy, Change the Story, Change the Future, A Living Economy for Earth. David is also on the board of directors and founder of Yes Magazine. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Delighted to be back with you two.
Well, thank you. You know, I was listening to something that a talk that you gave in the economics of happiness, during the economics of happiness, and just thinking about your general stance on things. And I was remembering this is like 1985. I was at a Friends of Jung gathering, and a woman that was a Jungian astrologer was there. And we were going from the age of, right into the age of Aquarius in those days, and the opposite of Aquarius, of course, is Leo. And she said that in this new age, the big problem that we are facing is that of cold minds, cold technology, and heart. And I think of you as the heart part of the solution.
Well, that's very generous of you.
Well, when I hear you speak, you get back to things like, you know, money is paper, and what gives you happiness is friends and family. And, of course, having enough money to live also is good.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's all part of recognizing what it means to be a living being. And the deeper you get into understanding how life organizes, the more you understand the essential importance of love to our ability to function as living beings and as effective societies. So, that goes right to the heart of it.
Well, how the heck is that going to work with this tax bill?
Well,
let's just get into it.
Lyndon cuts to the chase.
Well, you had an article called
right
Let's Talk
chase.
About What We Really Need from Tax Reform, and I don't think we're getting it.
Well, and in that article you write, you know, what is the claim that 1% of our, what the claim is, the 1% are our national wealth creators. The catch is that money isn't wealth. Money is a claim on wealth. Can you maybe explore that a little bit?
Yeah, we've been snookered by conventional economics. We've been conditioned for a long time to believe that money is wealth, and therefore people who are making money are actually creating wealth to the benefit of the whole society. You know, it's pretty obvious. You don't have to be an economist. In fact, it's better if you're not an economist to recognize that money's just a number. It's an accounting entry. It's created out of nothing. And the real wealth that we depend on to live is, you know, clean air and drinkable water and good food and strong communities and love and all of those things of real value. Money is just a way of dividing up who has claims on this real wealth. So we've got an economics that is geared simply to increasing the amount of money, and it's, if you go a little deeper, you find it's about increasing the money of those who already have money. That's what happens when you're maximizing financial returns. So when the Republicans are talking about their budget, it's actually a very handy list, because what they're doing with the budget lists everything that we need to be doing exactly the opposite. Their budget will increase the deficit. It will cut taxes for the rich. It will increase taxes on the working class. It will increase military spending, and it will reduce essential services for everyone. Well, that's a perfect list of the things we need to do exactly the opposite on.
They've also snuck some things in there, like drilling in the Arctic wilderness. What was another one? And some healthcare, some things to try to dismantle healthcare even more.
Yeah, well, that's reducing essential services on the one hand, and the other, of course, is further destroying Earth's capacity to support life, which is should be our most essential priority at the moment. Because basically, we are headed toward destroying Earth's capacity to support human life, which means essentially the potential end of the human species. Now, if there's any cause that should be able to unite all thinking, responsible, loving people, that would be it. We have got to preserve Earth and its capacity to generate the stable climates, the clean air, the water, the fertile soils, and all the things that are absolutely essential to our basic existence.
One of the things I resent so much about this administration is having to deal with this dysfunctional family kind of behavior in who is picked for cabinet positions, that the entire Everything is a distraction. Everything is like, how low can Trump go? And then you find it's lower, lower, lower. That makes it takes away energy from things that are important that you're talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is, you know, the administration is basically a crime against humanity. On the other hand, it is serving a useful function, and it's letting us know that we cannot rely on the established institutions, whether they be corporations or government, to lead us through the transformation that is absolutely essential to our human future. That the only way we're going to get there is through citizens mobilizing. And particularly our discussions with among ourselves, but also with our neighbors, to find the commonalities, the issues that potentially unite all human beings in common cause, which would include the essential cause of democracy. Which, if we don't have democracy, real democracy, which we probably have never had even in this country, there's no way that we can break away from this rule by a very self-centered, rapacious elite to a real democracy of the people, where we're working for one another. We're really trying to create truly a world that works for all people and for all of nature.
And that is a world well worth working towards and uniting, you know, talking to our neighbors about. And we want to welcome Norm onto the air. And oh,
or not.
Norm, you gave up so quickly. 503-231-8187 is the number to call if you would like to join us in this conversation this morning. There are other numbers to call to support the station. We'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. But right now, let's go ahead and let's go ahead and talk about raising some money for the station, shall we? As we're talking about the cornerstones of democracy, as we're talking about what generates real wealth and strong communities, KBOO comes naturally to my mind because we need a platform from which to engage each other in these conversations. And I'm very thankful to David for his generosity. He has made copies available of his book, Change the Story, Change the Future, A Living Economy for a Living Earth, as well as subscriptions to Yes Magazine, which is a wonderful magazine about positive changes that are being enacted around us and by us to make the world a better place in which to be. And the number you can call to support KBOO, this platform for these real conversations, is 1-877-500-5266. Is that right, Teresa?
That is right. Hi, Ani. Welcome back from Mexico.
Why, thank you, Teresa.
Hi, Lynn. I'm so glad to be here and doing Pledge Drive. I like to drink buckets of coffee. Somehow it just tastes better in the party atmosphere here. I would like to thank Warren from Portland, who has called in. Number he called was 877-500-5266. April has called from Portland. Thank you very much, Warren. And April, they'll be joining. They'll be joining Gregory from Hillsborough and Cynthia from White Salmon, because we've got the money coming in, and we have a book of the person you were just listening to, David C. Corton, Change the Story, Change the Future, A Living Economy for a Living Earth. And on the back it says, life is sacred, money is just a number. And I would like to thank Warren and April for sending us some numbers. We need some numbers coming in here. I need to give you a number, 877-500-5266. I like the way things are organized these days at Membership Drive. If you become a member now, you'll be entered to win a prize. Now, this is just our daily prize. Your odds of winning this are really pretty good, especially compared to other drawings. It's for $400 worth of your picks.
Of our swag closet.
Yeah, that's right. Which could be books, CDs, T-shirts, mugs. I mean, this is fabulous. Call 877-500-5266. I'd like to suggest that you give us $10 a month and get yourself a knit cap, a KBOO knit cap with a KBOO straightened logo right there on the front. Or a KBOO t-shirt. This can be yours for $10 a month. Think about that. That's easily done. That's 3 minutes on the phone at 877-500-5266, 877-500-KABU. 877 is toll-free. 500 is easy to remember. 5266 spells KBOO. So it's 877-500-5266. Pull over, be safe, and then give us a call.
Teresa, what's our goal?
Our goal this morning is 1,100 numbers.
All right. $1,100 is something we achieve, again, working together. It's each person doing what they can to support their community and their community radio station, because in order to make those changes, in order to enact the world in which we want to live, to co-create it, we need to be able to broaden public discourse, and we need to be able to have important conversations that are beyond sound bites.
That's real. That's,
and that's
not
what
a recording.
That's what KABU brings you. So 877-500-5266 is the number to call, and you can join these folks that are joining KABU right now, renewing your membership, or maybe if you've been given just $5, $10 a month, think about upping that a dollar or two or five every month, and know that you are working KABU into your monthly budget because you value community, because you know that you rely on KABU for these conversations that, well, inspire us to take action and to make the world a better place, even when things look as dire as they do, maybe especially then. 877-500-5266 is that number to call. You can also go online, kboo.fm.
And you know, this is your one chance for this membership drive to support Positively Revolting, so don't let that chance slip by.
That's right. It is so important to hear from you. This is a one-week-long membership drive as we look for community support to really propel us into our 50th year. We are starting with an Oregon Historical Exhibit next January. KABU has been with us for 50 years. Our News and Public Affairs Day is now. We are starting it off this morning. And you know that KABU is that place you rely on for good information, for information that you can use that actually is relevant to our lives. It's not full of a bunch of happy talk about nothing. It is here because it is important to talk about, and it is important that we hear from each other. Right now, we're looking to hear from you at 877-500-5266 in the form of your membership. Become a new member of KABU today, or renew your membership. It is just an important thing to do this morning. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
We love it when the phone rings, and actually, Rusty, the pledge dog, picks up on it, you know, that we're so happy when the phone rings. So you can see his 2-inch stub of a tail wave back and forth when the phone rings. Make Rusty happy. Make the tail wag. 877-500-5266. It needs to be you. It needs to be right now, because you know what's going to happen if you don't do it the second. It's just, you know, kind of all going to go in the wash of the day as you get things going on this December 1st Friday morning. But you can join KBOO. You can do it easily. We're just sitting here with our triplicate carbon copies. No computers here. Just waiting by the phones for your call. It's that real. 877-500-5266 is the number. 877-500-KABU. 877-500-5266. And back to democracy. No, we're not going back to democracy now. Back to Positively Revolting Talk Radio.
Thank you,
Thank
Teresa.
You, Teresa.
So, David, in an article that you wrote, I think it was in August, for the Love of Earth, and you talked about it also at the Happiness Conference, about humans sort of becoming an invasive species. And, I remember years ago, George Carlin used to say that the Earth was going to shake us off like a bad case of the fleas. But you're saying, you know, the Earth may not recover from what we've done from it to it.
Yes, that's a very interesting conversation. I mean, we've actually known for a long time that we were on a path to potentially fatal harm to Earth's capacity to support life. But now it's actually happening. It's playing out. So our attention is focused on it. And we have to figure out how to deal with it. Now, it's been fascinating to me that in those discussions, people often respond saying, but once humans are gone, Earth will recover, which I think is a fascinating revealing insight into the depth of our concern for Earth, that our concern for Earth is greater than our concern for ourselves, and that in some ways we've kind of written off our own capacity as a species to be actually a lover of Earth, a healer, a keeper, facilitator of Earth's health and beauty. But my hope, as we look for possibilities for the future, is that we can wake up to our potentials as a species to actually choose our nature, and specifically choose to become Earth healers, just as over 5,000 years of empire, we have been continuously organizing to exploit Earth's resources based on an idea that Earth belongs to us. But we're beginning to wake up to realize that we belong to Earth in a very in a very fundamental sense.
That's a Western civilization thing, too, to think that we are that Earth belongs to us.
Yeah, well, the whole feature of Western civilization has tended to be what I call an imperial civilization, and the idea that Earth belongs to us is a part of that. It's part of, I think, a misunderstanding or misinterpretation of Christianity. But we're many of us are beginning to come back and recognize that indigenous peoples really had it right, that Earth is like our mother, the source of our birth and nurture, and that we have to care for her as she cares for us. And I think this is the foundation of the civilizational shift that we now need to navigate from what I would call an imperial civilization to what people are calling an ecological civilization. And I love that term and that frame. It basically has been generated first of all from China, connecting back to their traditional wisdom, but their deeper sense of the human connection with life and Earth. But it's spreading, it's beginning to come into conversations in the World Parliament of Religions. The South Koreans are picking it up. And I think this shift to a concept of our transition to a new civilization is absolutely foundational to our common future.
How do we, in this country, really keep hope and keep active in this when we see, you know, as individuals, we can do this much and that much, and we see the outpouring around the world of people who understand the dire situation and who are making those shifts. And then we here have these so-called leaders that are basically trying to run backwards as fast as possible with climate change denying, with pulling out of the Paris Accords, with, you know, doing everything wrong. How do we remain hopeful and active and engaged in this country?
Well, I think one of the things that we need to keep in mind is that our problem is the Republican Party establishment. It is not necessarily the Republican voters. And this rests on recognizing that many of the Republican voters are people who grew up when we considered ourselves a middle-class nation, and where a young person, at least if you were of a white race, had every reason to expect that they would have a good life as an adult, that their needs would be met, and so forth. Now, increasing numbers of Americans, including white males, are finding that the system is actually excluding them, driving them into increasing desperation. The middle class is disappearing, and they're upset. And understandably upset. But what, you know, the way we need to respond to this is recognizing that the need to truly create a world, a nation, but a world as well, that works for all people and for all of life.
And that takes a very different frame. So I think a key piece of this is keeping open to conversations, to reaching out across the political spectrum, exploring what is it that we really want from life. And I think at the deepest level, aside from people who are deeply psychologically handicapped, we'll find that most of us want the same thing. We want a world with a healthy environment. We want a world in which people's needs are basically met, in which we have strong communities and strong families, and we can work together to create that. But we've got a political system in which, unfortunately, both parties, and more than we want to recognize as mm-hmm. well, the Democratic Party is controlled by establishment interests that are concerned purely with corporate profits and with growing the fortunes of the richest people in the world.
It is, because it is harder, right, at this time, to reach out to somebody from the other, but even the Democratic political perspective, who think, well, if Hillary had just been elected, everything would be okay, and also the folks that have been brainwashed by Fox News, and it's just harder than it's ever been for me at this point to have an actual conversation with Trump, folks I know call them Trump voters. They don't even know if they were actually Trump voters, but with people that are on the wide right-wing swing of things.
You're absolutely right. It is ever harder to have that conversation, and of course, that totally suits the establishment mm-hmm. interest. And when I refer to the establishment, I mean the corporate establishment and the system that is driving us toward beyond the most extreme inequality distribution of wealth that we've ever known in the world. And I'm sure your listeners are all aware, the latest statistic is that now the three richest people in the United States, the richest billionaires, control more wealth than the poorest half of our whole society. This is just absolutely intolerable. And it's a fact that we need to be mobilizing around recognizing that that people of every identity in the United States and the world share an interest in moving beyond this system to a system that really is concerned not about making more money for billionaires, but about meeting the needs in a sustainable, earth-friendly way of every person on earth.
And let's actually take this moment to once again turn our attentions to raising some money, some support,
those numbers,
and some strength for KBOO, your very own community radio station, because it is really only by coming together and only by engaging each other. Even when we disagree, we engage each other, and it's important to have civil discourse. It's important to widen the public discourse. It's important to interject that corporate rule and corporate hegemony are sort of the antithesis of democracy, and that conversation is one that has been ongoing here at KBOO and here on Positively Revolting. Gosh, I know I've been hosting the show for 24 years, and it's that particular theme has one that has been consistent throughout that 24-year engagement. So let's hear from you now, dear listeners, at 877-500-5266, so that you can know that you are doing your part to support this community radio station.
If you let me jump in just a minute.
Please,
here,
jump.
In
jump.
Terms of my argument about money is just a number, that's very important to recognize that creating more of those numbers does not accomplish anything. But the numbers are extremely important because they determine how resources are allocated in society. So it is absolutely essential to support media like KBOO, because otherwise all the money goes to the right-wing media, which is perpetuating all these lies and distortions that are at the heart of our problem. And we need to shift more of those tokens in the direction of independent media that are trying to carry forward an honest conversation about what ails us and what we need to do to move to a future that truly works.
Thank you for those words. 877-500-5266. That is the number to call. Hey, Teresa, how we doing?
Now is the time to do it.
We're doing well. We've gotten calls in. We've gotten money. I'd like to thank Kat from Portland renewing her pledge. And Leslie from Salem calling in at 877-500-5266. This leaves $805 to go for our goal. We have half an hour to do it. This is the only positively revolting show on our little bitty holiday drive, which will end just 3 days after today. So this is your chance to call in, 877-500-5266. We have David Corton's book right here. I've got it in my left hand. Yes?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking so. If eight people call in with a $10 a month membership, we'll be good.
And they're all in a van right now, and all you've got to do is pull over and pull out your cell phones and light up these phones. You know, we love it when the phone
rings. Do what Teresa said.
Even the pledge dog likes it because he's picked up on it and his little stub tail waves when you make the phone ring. When you hear the phone ring, that's not a recording. That's really someone calling in. That's how we do it, and that's how we've done it for almost 50 years. It works because people, 10% steadily of the KBOO audience understands that you have to shoulder that burden yourself and carry the rest of Cascadia that listens to KBOO when you can, if you can. And right now I'm talking to you, and you realize that that's you right now, and you would like to have this book, perhaps, David Corton's Change the Story, Change the Future, A Living Economy for a Living Earth. And I want to say something about books. They are still essential. When you're holding a book, you're getting information in a different way, the reason being that you, as soon as you pick it up, you already gestalt that you have a body of information. And so it is your intention, usually, to get most or all of that information. So whatever page you're reading, you're thinking of it in that greater whole. Books are very important. Books are essential, and they're a great complement to radio broadcast when it comes to making social change. So you need a copy of David Corton's Change the Story, Change the Future, A Living Economy for a Living Earth. And you can get it by pledging $10. I'd like to suggest $10 a month. Call us right now, 877-500-5266. And when you do, not only can you get the book for 3 minutes of your time and $10 a month out of your banking account, but you'll become a member. And today's drawing is for $400 worth of your pick of swag from the KBOO Thank You Gift Cabinet. The odds are really good, if you think about it, because there's only a couple dozen people who are going to call in over the day, a few dozen, we hope, maybe four dozen. And we're going
get
to
get out
pick
of that one, Teresa. Back your way out of that one, baby.
Hi, ho. Okay, so I'll just bare my teeth and say 877-500-5266. No, it is good odds. And you can call in and be a part of that drawing on top of getting the book, which I suggest that you do. I think that you'll enjoy having the book, that it will be a good way to get that information and to integrate the information into your life. David Corton's Change the Story, Change the Future, A Living Economy for a Living Earth, available to you now at 877-500-5266. This is published by Barrett Kohler Publishers Incorporated, and you know, you can probably get it down at Powell's Books or some other bookstore, but it's available now just by picking up the phone and making us happy by calling in 877-500-5266. Right, Ani and Lynn?
That absolutely.
Is absolutely correct. And also, David Corton is making available subscriptions to Yes Magazine.
Ah, yes.
And
a year subscription. You can have it for a year, 12 of those.
A year's subscription, yeah. We call it. Yes Magazine is a great publication that, again, focuses, I like to think of it as the periodical component, the periodical sister of Positively Revolting. Because again, what it does is it focuses on the people that are doing things right, the people that are actually doing the work right now to co-create that world that we visualize, that world that we want to live in, that world that Aaron Doty Vroy heard breathing around the corner 17 years ago, that we are doing it. It is happening. And we are doing it together by creating strong communities and by doing the work that's necessary to, well, change our stories, change the direction that this society is heading in, and to build that world anew now. 503-231-8187 is the number to call if you want to get in on this conversation. But if you would like to get a copy of Change the Story, Change the Future, or a subscription to Yes Magazine, or what have you, please call and join the station at 877-500-5266. There are so many numbers out there this morning. David,
it feels better when you're a member. It really,
it really does. I want to talk about Yes Magazine and the work of actually emphasizing what is going right. Because sometimes, you know, it's like we are hit every day with news that is like a little bit worse than the news from the day before. And that is just accelerating. There seems to be no bottom to what this particular administration can do or say. And it is hard sometimes not to just sort of give up, not to just want to say, well, you know, the heck with it, whatever, we tried. There is something to hang on to. And this publication, Yes Magazine, the Yes Foundation, it is so powerful to actually recognize the work that is going right. Can you talk about that for a moment?
Yes, back when we formed Yes, it was a time when some of us in the movement were realizing that a resistance to the wrong, and of course now to what the Republican establishment is trying to do, is absolutely essential. But resistance alone is by itself a losing strategy. You keep losing ground unless you come forward with a positive agenda. And that is just absolutely essential to our current moment. We've got to keep talking about defining what it is we want and how we can work together to make that come into being. And so that was the frame that led us to found Yes, and it's still the guiding frame of the organization, that we must keep our attention focused on what we do want and how we can organize to achieve it. So that's our goal there, and as I gather, it is also fundamental to your goal as positively revolting. The very word positive has that double meaning, revolting for a positive change.
That's exactly it. That was our goal in starting the show, decrying what needs to be changed in the world, decrying the injustice, and building the new world together.
And it's good to have an alternate, you know, turn off your TV and get Yes Magazine. It's important to have something to replace the bullying sound bites. That's it. It all, this is just, I've just never seen in my life so much bullying behavior as I have lately, coming from, you know, it's even though it as above so below really does seem to manifest. So it's really good to have Yes Magazine to have something to read besides every little, well, except for KBOO. I mean, KBOO is one station I know of that you can get something besides the torturing sound bites and talking about things that are going on that are really going to kill the planet, and really, like with this tax bill, really horrible things that are going to happen to people, kind of like they're normal. We'll just talk about them like they're normal.
Well, one of the things calmly. We need to keep in mind is that those forces that we're so alarmed by really represent a minority of the American public. Remembering that Trump actually lost the popular vote, and even after massive vote suppression by the Republicans.
Yeah.
So I find it very helpful to keep in mind that the substantial majority of Americans are actually ready to align behind, I think, a true positive agenda. and it's our challenge to break through this corruption of the democratic system and get out in such massive numbers that we overwhelm the rigging of the system.
That last election that happened last month, I thought was pretty heartening.
Yes, I think that's a good indication of what is possible, and we must be building from that.
And people that won, a lot of them that ran, even as Democrats, or one guy that was a Marine that was a socialist also, didn't take any money from the DNC and did way better.
Yeah, that's very interesting and very encouraging. And I think, certainly proof of what we're saying, that that there is a hunger for honest politicians that are not truly representing the human interest and not the corporate establishment interest.
So, David, we've got a caller. Harvey?
Yes. Well, hello, Lynn and Ani, and hello, David. Thanks for your many important works, and thanks to KBOO for creating a community of caring for us and our home planet. And David, you're so right. We are the frog sitting in the pot, and the heat is building up, and we need to follow your leadership so that we don't become frog soup. And I think we need a new, more intimate slogan. And my suggestion is Earth is Mama. Earth is Mama.
Earth is Mama. I love it.
I like that very much.
All right. Well, I'm just going to listen to the program, and thanks for what you're doing. It's our life. We're talking about our life here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely.
And it's one of those things, again, as you were saying a little while ago, as we are looking at, politics is not going to save us. Politics as we have known it is not going to save us. Supporting any party that has not really grokked to a more true democracy, that has not really grokked that corporate control is not really the way to go. And that we need to actually listen to the people and what we need in our lives to create our strong communities. You know, in other words, going along with business as usual is not going to save us. Looking at Earth as Mama and looking at our friends and neighbors and even the folks we don't know yet as our comrades, as our co-creators, that is something that we can build from. That is something that we can use to change the world.
Yeah, a big piece of this, I believe, is realizing that while we have prided ourselves on being a democratic nation, in truth, I don't think the world has ever really known a true democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the work of Francis Moore LePay and also Vandana Shiva, both close friends, who speak of living democracy,
mm-hmm.
Which goes way beyond the democracy as something that you every few years you vote for a choice between two or three candidates.
Tweedledee or Tweedledum, yes.
It's a daily living experience. It's about the engagement in the community. And it's fascinating that our whole drive for economic growth and what we call economic development has been a process of monetizing relationships, making money the intermediary between us. And that has absolutely been itself undermining democracy, which really depends on our ability to function as communities, as caring communities of people who know and love and care for one another in the same way that life at the deepest level organizes this community. I mean, so much of my understanding has become increasingly influenced by the recognition of how life on Earth actually organizes in ways that are deeply, deeply cooperative to create and maintain the conditions on Earth that are essential to supporting all life, including human life. And we've been taught to believe that, no, we're just individuals, and we exist best as competitors, each trying to maximize our individual financial gain. It's absolutely an obscene distortion. It is not true. It is contrary to the deepest lessons of life and, of course, to the teachings of the world's great religions. So it's at this very deep level that we're finding we need to rethink and reorganize in the most fundamental ways, and achieving to a true democracy that is aligned with the needs of our actual being, not just as citizens of a country, but as living beings on a living Mother Earth.
Wow, yes. That's good. I that is so true, and I'm just sort of sitting here letting it sink in. You know, that and we can look at so many psychological studies of early childhood development to find that altruism is actually a human instinct, to find that empathy is for most people an inborn part of us, that we want to help each other. We want each other to do well. We want to cooperate. We want to do what is necessary to make each other happy, because we know that is the path to our own fulfillment, our own happiness, that we are truly connected. And it goes so against the grain of everything that we are then taught and that is valued in this particular society.
That domination doesn't work.
It's so important to recognize our true nature, and one of our defining characteristics as humans is our deep need for meaning, for a purpose beyond ourselves. And we have been so snookered by this absolute lie that we find ourselves and we best serve through making money, through consuming more and more to drive the economy, and we have been so permeated with that message that it's, for many of us, it's come to define our sense of ourselves and our and the meaning of our lives. But what we're waking up to is that is a total distortion, that we do not find happiness or meaning in material consumption. We find it through being members of loving communities, of loving families, of being of service to life. And as you note, we're finding that in many instances, many cases of where humans literally give up their own lives in service to the community and to one another. And it is that altruistic, that deeper sense of commitment to something much larger than ourselves that really defines the distinctive our distinctive nature.
Yeah, I never got the pull of Ayn Rand. I never understood, like, to me there has to be something deeply psychologically wrong with someone to be attracted to that.
To want to be that that one strong, rugged individual that doesn't need people or
pull yourself by your own bootstraps. Wait, you don't have any bootstraps?
You know. It doesn't seem like a good time. It does not seem like a good life.
You know, it's fascinating. I think it might be interesting to go back and read some Ayn Rand to try to grasp that.
You do it.
I recall myself, there was a time many years ago when I was reading Ayn Rand, and I felt myself really drawn into it. There was something hugely seductive about it. But at a deeper level, I had this feeling of, wow, there is also something deeply evil about this. This is just wrong, and yet why is it so seductive?
Right. Well,
it's
again,
almost,
it's
yeah.
It's that message that is echoed throughout our society from the John Wayne movies, you know, and on and on and on. It is that myth that we don't need no one. We, you know, if we are worth anything, we are worth it because of our own work on our own selves, and we are separate from the earth. We are separate from each other. I find that terribly depressing and quite alienating. But then I look around us and I look at our society and I see that our society as a whole is quite alienated and depressed, you know. And so therein, you know, when we talk about co-creating strong communities and seeing each other as cooperative partners in making our world function and making our communities strong, that is the antidote.
Yeah, it's fascinating that, you know, one of the things I've come to realize is that we do have this deeper drive for meaning, but we also, a thing that distinguishes us as humans is, in a sense, our ability to choose our nature. And we have absolutely demonstrated that as societies, we can be extremely individualistic, selfish, brutal, violent. That is part of our possibility, not necessarily our nature.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have so many examples demonstrating our capacity for love, for sacrifice, for sharing, for giving, for creating and living in community, for being of service to life, that really defines our deeper nature as human beings. But we also have to recognize that the thing that truly distinguishes us as a species is our ability to choose between even those deep extremes. And
it's the catch 22, isn't it?
It is, but it's why, you know, my book Change the Story, Change the Future is about how the cultural stories that we share with one another shape our choices. Mm-hmm. In that regard, and how the wrong stories can lead us as a whole species, a global society, to choices that are absolutely detrimental to ourselves and even to the existence of this extraordinary and unique planet we know as Earth. And this is another thing I just want to throw in here, that you know, the astronomers now estimate that there are as many as 2 trillion galaxies in the total universe. You know, back not long before I was born, we thought there was just one. That's a huge advance in our understanding. Now, within those 2 trillion galaxies, there are just enormous numbers of planets. And while there may be another planet somewhere like Earth, we have yet to identify any planet in all our explorations and understanding that has comparable conditions on its surface that would support the beautiful forms of life and self-organization that we find on this planet, which means we need to act with a recognition that this planet is truly unique, and that there is something here that is unique, that may be unique in the whole experience of the creation of 2 trillion galaxies.
I love that. I love that. You know, and Mars is not the answer.
Mars is definitely
going to
not
Mars
the
is not the
people
end.
Who want to go to Mars, you know, spend their money going to Mars. I wish them a speedy exit.
Okay.
And I hope they enjoy a place where you can't drink the water and can't breathe the air. That'll be
off. You go then.
Experience.
Let's. We have Edie on the line, and we have just 1 minute or so. Edie,
really quick.
I was answering the question: why do people get attracted to Ayn Rand? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So, in the 70s and early 80s.
We've got 1 minute, Edie. It's got to be really fast.
He was beaten down by family, by principal, bullied, and never in his life did he have anyone say he was good enough and loved. No one was committed to him. he had no reason to be connected with. He was very alienated from everyone. And
who are you talking about?
A friend that I knew, okay, who was then attracted to Ayn Rand, uh-huh, because the Fountainhead, for example, gave hope that you're not totally destroyed, that you can have self-respect, that you, that other people can recognize your intelligence and talents. And it gave a sense of affirmation and hope that the lack of social support, mentors, friends, or belonging, uh-huh, attacked.
I get you. So, I mean, really, what you're talking about is from a very alienated place, this seems like an option.
But thousands of people had abused, yeah, and neglected him. And it took only one person, me, to be empathetic and kind.
Yeah.
Only one person to listen and to care and to affirm.
Yeah.
And I invite all of the listeners to be that person, plus give your money to KBOO.
Thank you so much for your call.
Wow, I think that was deeply insightful.
Yeah.
I have to go back and take another look at Ayn Rand, but I think that may, she may have just exposed the absolute key of what the attraction is.
I think so, actually. Yes. David,
and of course it leads to creating a system that pushes more exclusion and more isolation that in turn makes people susceptible to the Ayn Rand message of
right.
I mean,
who, and Ayn Rand, who lived on Social Security for the last years of her life.
That's,
but don't, that's another,
that's
story.
Another story entirely.
Yeah.
Oh, irony, it's rich. And David, I really want to thank you for joining us this morning here on
thank
Positively
so
Revolting. We're going to go back in with Teresa.
Good morning.
And see how we're doing.
We're doing.
David is making copies of his book, Change the Story, Change the Future, A Living Economy for a Living Earth, available this morning, as well as subscriptions to Yes Magazine. So please do contribute to KBOO at 877-500-5266. We're suggesting $10 a month. It's an easy way to work KBOO into your budget, just like you do with so many other media options at this point, right? We buy media by the month now, which is an interesting shift over the last few years. So put KBOO in your media budget at 877-500-5266.
You'll be joining Nancy from Portland, who has mm-hmm. called in. Thank you, Nancy, Leslie, Kat, Gregory, Cynthia,
Nancy,
have all called in this morning. On today's, on this morning's goal, on Positively Revolting's goal, we have another $685 to go. That means you need to call because the horn is blowing and the tow rope is being pulled out, and it's time for you to get on board by calling 877-500-5266. Now, this is just a mini holiday pledge drive, holiday membership drive, and we're only going for another 3 days after today, so this is it for Positively Revolting. You need to get on board, and when you do, you get put in the drawing for $400 worth of your pick of thank you gifts from the KBOO swag cabinet, which includes books, CDs, t-shirts, mugs, and other KBOO merchandise, which is too various to describe right now, but you'll dig
There's
it.
There's great books in there.
Yeah.
There are great books in there.
877-500 KBOO, 877-500-5266. Now, it needs to be you. It needs to be right now because we're right up at the top of the hour. The hour has gone by. Here it is. 2017 has gone by. It's December 1st. It's time to wake up and smell the Crayolas and call us at 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, and we will be so happy to hear your phone signal ringing, and we'll pull out our carbon copies and write down your information. 3 minutes of your time. And Rusty, yeah, Rusty.
Rusty's going to be really
Rusty's
happy,
Rusty's the pledge dog, the pledge dog, and he is he gets fired by this because he can see we all get happy when the phone rings. So you can see his little stuff
really
waving.
He's kind of adorable.
Yes, he is totally adorable. So you can make adorableness happen by calling us right this second, 877-500-5266. Yes?
I just want to mention that this is the beginning of KBOO's Holiday Membership Drive's News and Public Affairs Day. It's a whole day of special programming. At 9 o'clock, Pacific Underground talks with Justin Chin about his experiences living in small-town Eastern Oregon and what it's like to build community in a place where you don't always expect to find it. At 10 o'clock, Valley Views explores the benefits and misconceptions about eating a plant-based diet. At 10:15, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein will be on the air. At 11 o'clock, Radio Geekly with a visit from Matt Haynes from Storytelling Karaoke and a live in-studio performance of Just That. At noon, it's a special presentation, Sex for Sale. It'll be a panel discussion on the sex trade, sex-positive culture, and the world of sex trafficking. And at 2:15, the KBOO News team investigates Portland police oversight with Dan Handelman, Maria Hammer, Kalia, Ted Leiben, and Teresa Rayford. KBOO is your independent media resource. You'll want to join us all day long. Stay with us and join KBOO in a very real way by becoming a member at 503.
This
the bell, it's taken everything out of my head. 877-500-5266. I want to thank David Corton for joining us again for a wonderfully insightful and inciting conversation.
Thank you, Ray, our wonderful engineer.
And thank you, Teresa, our amazing pitch.
You're welcome.
You know, comrade. and thanks to you, dear listeners, for your ears, your hearts, and your financial support to keep us going. 877-500-5266.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Gravy, located 3957 North Mississippi Avenue, and serving classic American breakfasts and hearty comfort food lunches. Lunch was provided by Produce Row Cafe, located 204 Southeast Oak Street in Portland. This long-standing gastro pub specializes in pairing beer and whiskey with American eats. Dinner was provided by Blackbird Pizza, located 1935 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard.